Hey, before we begin the episode, I just wanted to announce that 5GMs will be donating 100% of our merch profits to a local charity that supports immigrants starting today. Each month, we'll announce on our socials which charity we'll be donating to. If you've been eyeing a new hat for the summer or a new hoodie to keep you warm, now your purchase will go to a good cause. You can visit the number 5GMsinatrenchcoat.bigcartel.com today to make your purchase. Thank you. This season of 5GMs in a Trench Coat deals with themes of loneliness, loss, the paranormal, growing older, confrontation, parental pressures, reconciliation, teenage shenanigans, allusions to being people of color in the 80s, and hope. Listener discretion is advised.
All right. Listen in. Ask my friends. Take turns weaving stories through the tabletop game of their choice.
The Trench Coat!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to 5GMs in a Trench Coat from Inside the Tent. I'm Adam. I'm going to be your lovely GM today. I'm taking our friends here through most of the 50 states of the Americas, and we're seeing some fun stuff. It's 1987.
No.
Two of them are currently unconscious. No. One of them is driving the van. Clem.
Yeah.
I think what we're going to do.
Good God.
We're going to cut to you inside the park ranger's station. There are no park rangers inside.
Great. Awesome, sick. An adult that I'm looking for.
Managed to get your friends out of the van and into the park ranger station.
Okay, are they still unconscious?
Yes. You found their emergency product.
Okay.
Yeah, their little
kit.
First aid kit. They have a handful of different things, and they did have 3 auto injectors.
Okay.
For epinephrine.
Yeah, I'd probably do that then.
Yeah. You give each of them a little of it. The two of them, I mean, it seems like they need to sleep.
Yeah.
This is a fairly large, like, I would say probably double-story cabin.
Oh.
The bottom being, like, a ranger kind of park station.
Yeah.
Where, like, it has, like, little pamphlets, you know, A, B, and C, right?
It's like a firehouse almost where they live here?
Kind of.
Okay.
Well, it's like one of those like ranger stations outcrops where like they have to stay here because it's kind of remote.
Because out of nowhere. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But there currently is no one in here.
Great.
And then there's the upstairs that has a handful of different rooms that you can tell like probably haven't been super used in a while.
Okay.
And it is just Clem awake in the moment.
Is there like a calendar or a planner that's like out for me to see?
Yeah.
Okay, can I take a look and see? Because, like, I'm thinking, like, do they have, like, their schedule, like, you know, who's on shift type of thing?
Yeah.
And, like, when? Just to kind of see, like, maybe they're off grabbing groceries or something,
totally.
You know?
Yeah, so this week does seem to be Firewatch week.
Okay.
And so whoever it is has hiked into, like, deeper in to go to the, like, Firewatch station.
Okay. Map wise, how far away is that?
Oh, miles.
Miles?
Yeah.
Fuck. Okay. So I can just assume that we probably have this for the night.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay. All right. I feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
But how long has it been, like, time-wise, since we last getting from where we were to here?
I'm assuming you were lead-footing it, right?
Yeah.
Like, 45 minutes.
It's lunchtime, and she's hungry. Is there a kitchen?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Can I raid their fridge?
Oh, 100%. There's so many lunch meats.
I'm making a sandwich.
Yeah, they have some bread.
You know, when we went up to Big Bear and it was the bread, the lunch meat, Funyuns, and
yes.
The bread, and she's assembling that.
Yeah, you just smash it together.
You're smashing it together, grabbing whatever kind of like soda they have in the fridge.
Yeah.
she'll leave like $5 to replace what she's eating, but for right now she needs to eat because right. She can't think straight.
Yeah, Clem kind of sits down. Clem, you do see that they have like a living room. You have the boys probably propped up on the couch.
Yeah, for sure.
But they have like a little TV.
Okay. It's too quiet. Yeah, I'll turn it on.
You click it on.
What channels do they get? You know.
Yeah. No. I mean, they have a handful of like local like news channels, right?
Yeah.
Like, nothing crazy. And then like they do have like a little VHS like movie.
That's
like,
beautiful. Yeah. What is their selection of movies?
A lot of westerns.
That's so funny. I think I'll just pick one out at random.
Oh yeah,
100%.
Yeah. You're just kind of watching, you know, this silly spaghetti western. Yeah. Not even really watching it, just having the sound on.
Yeah, it's just having the sound on. Devouring the sandwich.
Yes, yeah. I think you get a second.
I was like thinking about getting a second. She tries to be coy with it. She gets a second one. Yeah, and I think it's just gonna kind of like sit down because she also was getting an allergic reaction.
Yeah.
But getting the epinephrine paired with having to get my friends out of there, mm-hmm. she's like coming down from all the adrenaline.
Oh, 100%. She's gonna crash soon.
So hard.
Yeah.
So I think she's just kind of sitting there on the couch. Like I think she's propped the boys up on either side, uh-huh. and she's sitting in the middle with like the sandwich on a plate, like on her chest, and just kind of like leaning back and eating it.
Yeah,
just like watching this western mindlessly.
Yeah, you kind of finish off the sandwich. I think you get to like the last three bites, and you're like, and you like put the plate down.
I leave the crust, and then I go to bed. Yeah, I go to sleep.
And you just it's not even like a choice. You just start to drift off. The three of you are all asleep.
I'm sure nothing bad can happen.
Clem.
Yes.
What is your like stress dream?
God, my
like,
stress
no, you know, dream. No. Your like exhausted dream. Like the most recurring dream you have when you're just beat.
I think for a while, and I think it might still be this, mm-hmm. just cause like she's so tired and hasn't gotten a chance to like progress past it. It's the stupid walk to Zeke's house.
Yeah, you just have this long walk. I think the only difference about this one is on this walk you have Zeke with you,
yeah.
but it's an older Zeke. You're like, well, that's new.
That's
like,
weird.
But
again, that's a new addition.
Yeah, but you're dreaming, and so you kind of just play through this thing you played through.
Yeah.
I think we're gonna pull out really quickly. For the two of you, could we just roll who wakes up first?
I got a one.
There's no way!
Amanda.
What?
Clem, you wake up before your friends. It's been a couple of hours, and you wake up, and they're still both.
I think I wake up and it's that like, you know, when you wake up when you've just been like so exhausted that you're like,
yeah, and it's
my
nighttime.
Whole face is heavy.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I'm awake. And it's just like the credits of the movie or it's like the home screen, you know,
yes,
of
yeah.
like the do, 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 do. As I go, pew, pew, like the trailer basically playing on loop. I'm like, how long was it asleep for? I look at a clock. What time is it?
Yeah, it's probably like 6 or 7 p.m.
Oh. Just listening for a second to hear, to make sure no one's here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because I was like, now I'm going to have to explain myself, and I'm still so tired. Okay. I look to my left and my right just to check on the boys.
Yeah, they're both just completely out.
They're breathing, though.
Yeah, just...
Okay. As long as they're breathing normal, that's fine.
I mean, you know, snoring a little harder than usual, but,
well, yeah,
they have swollen throats. So
yeah,
even with epinephrine, there's still a little bit of, you know.
Yeah, they were having a tough one. Okay. I think then she sees the rest of her sandwich and goes, oh, and eats the last three bites.
That's really, oh.
Forgetting that you didn't finish it.
That's really funny.
Yeah, and also she'd feel really bad because she typically doesn't like crust. Like sometimes it gets to the end and she's like, but she doesn't want to waste their food that she's eating with them
right.
not knowing that she's in their cabin.
Right.
So she's going to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll go and switch out the VHS.
Yeah.
Put in a different western.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you just kind of sit there for a bit. Just like, huh.
Yeah, I think I'm like on my, like doing that thing where I'm sitting like on my knees and just kind of like in front of the TV for a second.
Yeah, as you do, I think Zeke is kind of like mumbling, brother, man, his brother, help him. just kind of mumbling. You just hear,
like picking out words from them. Like,
yeah. Zeke, what are you dreaming about currently?
I don't know. I think he's just like having a bit of a stress dream of like that he's at school and he's got like a math test that he didn't study. Uh-huh. And he's like, oh no. While he's sitting there, he realizes he doesn't have any pants on. He's like, no.
Yeah, I think you're having this weird dream, right? And then you're like, no, I didn't bring my pants. And then like the door opens up and it's the like sitcom, like, like everyone starts clapping and it's Amanda's brother Daniel, and he's like, dude, you forgot these, and he like throws them at you.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, I've always got your guys' back. And then he like walks out.
Hold on, do you know what the answer to number 4 is?
B. And then you look and it's not multiple choice.
I'm just gonna write B. Like, there's no way Daddy would be wrong.
Yeah. But so yeah, you're just kind of having these like these stress dreams of weird shit happening, and then Daniel comes from him like, I've got you. But of course, like, you're remembering like 17 to 19 year old Danny, right? Like, that you guys knew him at that age. I haven't seen him in years. We're gonna kind of pull away from you and go over to the Javi, who's probably just about to wake up. What's the tail end of your dream here, Javi?
He's in the woods,
right?
And he's being chased, but it's not the creature. It's like a bunch of girls,
women.
Yeah, you start awake. You hear Javi wake up next to you.
You're awake. Ma,
we made it, and
you're alive. Thank goodness.
Slow blink.
Yeah?
Are we in the hospital?
No, we're in a cabin. There was a ranger, like a ranger watch station not too far.
A reindeer watch station?
A ranger watch station. Says it really enunciated.
Oh.
Yeah, but they're gone right now. She's still over enunciating. They're gone right now because it's fire watch week.
Fire watch. There's a fire somewhere?
No, they're watching in case there's a fire.
Did you say hi for us?
They weren't here.
Oh, like at all?
No, that's why they're gone for fire watch week.
He's like rubbing his face.
I've left $5 on the table so far because I've made 2 sandwiches.
You know that's way overrated. Yeah. Sandwiches like 50 cents.
I'm like, why 5? Well, I guess we can eat on your dime.
I feel bad because we're crashing on their couch and eating their food and they're not here.
Yeah, but it's like government money. They're rangers. And it's also like the good part of the government that cares about nature and shit. So I think we're good.
How well are they getting paid at this time?
They can probably get a house.
Okay.
Well, anyone could get a house in the 80s, so.
Yeah. I guess that's fair, but I feel bad.
Yeah. The door was unlocked. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. You know what I mean? Like, secret, like, lock-picking skills I don't know about.
No.
Hmm.
Go make yourself a sandwich.
All right. And you, like, to get up. And his legs are, like, lead because he was fucking hawking it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You kind of go make yourself a sandwich.
Makes one of those Scooby-Doo ass sandwiches.
Big ass sandwiches.
Big ass, like, triple sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
Zeke isn't worse, but is not waking up.
Great.
Which I do think is starting to, like, make you a little nervous.
Because I think, like, another hour goes by. And I'm
and he's like, Zeke, what's going on in there now?
Oh, man. I feel like now it's just become like a sitcom, like a high school sitcom. And so he's with his friends, and then the goth vampire walks by. Uh-huh. He's like, I'm thinking of asking her to the dance.
Yeah, dude. And then you hear like a motorcycle come by, and like you guys are at lunch, but so, like the motorcycle like takes a ramp onto like the table.
Oh,
and it's Danny again. He's like, dude. You know that's not a good call, man. And then you hear, like, the chorus of laughs.
Aw, you're right.
Unless you like biting, and then you hear, like, the chorus of laughs.
I feel like the laughing is going on kind of long,
it
too.
Is.
Like, it just the camera keeps turning to everyone's reaction. Be like, Danny.
I think Zeke if Zeke were trying to, like, Zeke on the inside, right? Like, mm-hmm. like the true Zeke, mm-hmm. if he were trying to tell himself something, how would he, like, get his own attention here in a place that he only pseudo controls?
I mean, the last unicorn is his, like, mm-hmm. his baby.
Yeah, so, because I think that there's that, like, laughing, right? And it's, you're starting to become aware that maybe you're in a dream, mm-hmm. because, like, the laughing goes on. For, like, that's weird, like, a sitcom. And then Danny says another quip, and mm-hmm. everyone starts laughing. And, like, you notice that Clem and Javi are a little off? Okay. And then you hear, like, the and you see the last unicorn just kind of, it's weird because it's parked in the middle of the football field.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I'm going to go over to it.
Yeah, you get in. And it kind of starts up on its own and just starts driving you.
Oh, nice. Where are we going, last unicorn?
The radio kind of cuts on. And what are you guys talking about in this moment? Like, you've just recognized Zeke's, like, still asleep. And he's breathing, not raspy, but not good. Like, he's like, and he's running a bit of a fever.
Should we wait? Maybe he needs to eat. Like, should we just wake him up, make him a sandwich? Or?
Okay. You make him a sandwich. I'll see if I can wake him up.
Got it.
Yeah, because you make that sandwich look good, and I'm sure he'll
want
to eat.
You want one, too? Yeah, you do.
All right.
All right. Like, you up.
Yeah,
you hear a little bit of that through the radio. Like, you hear your friend's conversation. You're like, that sounds like Amanda and Javi. Like, not the two people laughing. You're like, but it's, like, staticky and a little off and kind of far. And then, like, clicks back, and you hear a little bit of, like a Western movie in the background.
Oh. I'm gonna be like, a sandwich does sound good, and being in a Western sounds cool. I'm gonna start driving into a Western.
Yeah, I think, like, you see, like, the outside start to change, and you're like, oh, like, it's, we're on the frontier, and then the last unicorn is a unicorn that you're riding.
Oh,
like,
nice.
A horse. Yeah.
I go over to Zeke, and I'm like, hey, buddy. You know, like, that video of the turtle, like, slapping the other turtle?
Yes.
It's like that a little bit. Like lightly, like, not crazy enough to hurt him in any
yeah.
way. But just to be, like, a little annoying.
He's not rousing.
I go, uh-oh. And I, like, grab his shoulders and try to, like, mm-hmm. start, like, lightly shaking him.
Yeah, he's not waking up.
Oh, Javi.
What?
Javi.
There's, like, no more...
No more syrup.
No more syrup. No more chocolate syrup for the...
Okay, put that down for a second. Come over here.
Oh. Like, what's up?
He's not waking up. Like, I did... And then I do it to you. The slapping your face. I did that. And I started shaking his shoulders to try to wake him up. And he hasn't done anything. What would you do?
I just, like, start, like, punching him in the chest a little. Like, not super hard, but just like... Buddy.
Yeah, a little sternum rub.
Yeah.
Zeke, you're in this Western. You just got off and, like, sauntered into, like,
a saloon.
Oh. And then someone, like, tackles you and starts, like, punching your chest.
Oh no.
Again, Zeke, you're trying to remind yourself of something, but you can't quite, like, pin it. You're feeling like getting pulled one way. But, like, now you're sitting here. I would like for you to make me I'm going to say a charm, because I think there's that inner you that's trying to help you out here.
16.
You, like, kind of see yourself, like, dude, like, this way. Like, come on.
No. Oh, okay.
Just get up and follow yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, Zeke, you go through a couple of different, like, what's Zeke's top five favorite, like, show movie genres?
I mean, Star Wars, obviously.
Okay, right. So, yeah, at one point you're like, you're like,
yeah, then obviously Westerns.
Yeah, we just left Westerns.
And I feel like he'd also, like, be into samurai movies. Like, he would have had, like, some weird Japanese.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't have subtitles. He just, like, kind of is like, I get this.
Yeah, you know? So you show up in one, and, like, you're in the full garb, and you're, like, cross swords with yourself. Mm-hmm. You're like, huh? And it's, like, the whole thing. And then you guys kind of fight through, like, the doors. Everything fades away. And Zeke, you and the you that you were following kind of into one. And you're in this room again with boxes.
Oh.
Give it more character, Zeke. You've spent a little more time here. It was originally kind of just like a white room full of white boxes. What is it now?
I think it's that how they like to hang out in his basement.
Yeah.
I think it's that.
Right. And your mom has a lot of decorations. She's a big decorator, I think. Mm-hmm. She has like Easter, Christmas, Halloween. Like, she just has all these decorations, right? And so the boxes that are labeled decorations have different labels on them. They don't have a regular decoration.
I like the idea that he has like metal posters up, but his mom like decorates little.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah. So you are just you again. There's not two of you anymore. And there's all these boxes that you know normally would be labeled like Christmas curtains, Christmas lights, like truly like so many boxes usually, but they're labeled different things now. And you're like,
oh, okay. Well, let's go up to one. What does the first one I see?
What is Zeke looking for?
I don't know. I think he's just looking for what the box is saying.
Okay, yeah. In that case, I think the first one you walk up to is Dad Naked.
Oh, okay. Let's keep that one closed.
Yeah, just kind of push that off to the side. You find one that's Homecoming Night, sad.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to put that one to the side, too. I don't want to.
Yeah, you're kind of just going through these catalogs. Give me some things that Zeke has, like, either repressed or just sort of put away. Like, these, like, oh, like, my old, my like a pen pal that I had that, like, I remember every like, 3 months I have, like, the pen pal. And then it goes away again. Like, give me a handful of things that Zeke has in this sorted pile of junk.
Huh. I don't know. I think, because I think it's more, like, just weird. I think he likes to fancy himself like cultured, so he has like a lot of weird like indie stuff, indie movies and stuff, like the Japanese samurai movies.
Right.
Yeah, and so I think it's more like him, all this like weird knowledge he has, but he doesn't really understand it. You know?
There's like a box where it's like framing, like, and then in parentheses, don't understand yet. You know, like film. Don't get it. Like, it's like, oh, like, you're just going through like, oh man, like, am I stupid? Like,
I might be dumb.
Yeah, going through all this stuff. And then there's this really small box, and it looks a lot like a I think probably the first music box Clem ever showed you guys at her house. And it's labeled Danny.
Oh.
Yeah, you pop it open?
Yeah, I'll pop it open.
And the entire like situation a couple of nights ago where you guys were at a hotel and the TV was acting funny, it like all kind of washes back to you of like, there was a weird sound and something on the TV and I had put this away, and you just have this vague memory of like someone's trying to help you guys, but that's about it.
That's weird.
Yeah. And you start to hear your friends again from a distance, like, hey, dude. You look really panicking.
Got her.
Here we go.
Oh, my God. He threw,
here
he
we
threw
go!
The chair. He threw the chair.
And now he's getting it back because we're going to have to sit.
We are in Casey's home. That was Casey's actual chair.
You look out of the window and you see a Toyota Previa upside down. On fire.
Oh, oh my God. Oh.
But it's not nearby any trees or anything, so it's fine.
On fire.
It's fine. It's not fine to me, GM. Jesus Christ, that's my fucking car.
Dynamite headbutt.
He screams as he headbutts this man.
Honestly, his left jaundiced eyeball pops out of his head.
Oh. And if you were to take a picture the second their two heads were touching, it might have been an intimate, tender scene between friends or lovers. But if you were to take a picture at any other second, yeah, it is just absolutely horrifying.
For some men, violence is a form of intimacy, which is so sad.
That is
maybe
so
for
sad.
This man. But anyway. Boom! Smashed in the head!
Bodhi has a pocket full of, like, one oversized precious moment angel that has a real strange face.
Oh, I thought that was your dick.
Oh! It was his dick. There's a hole in his pocket and his penis, which does resemble a precious moment angel with a strange face.
Oh, it's a strange face, but it actually looks like a pretty normal penis head.
That's what we call facts.
He looks back and he says one last threatening phrase, pointing to the bar.
I'm gonna... And Violet shoots him in the head.
You see this guy's ear get blown off, flying off his head.
Ah! Bye-bye.
And then at this point, Scratch pops up like a mummy.
Ah, mummy! Headbutt!
Dynamite headbutt!
Something is rising, piecing itself together from the bodies and viscera around it. Its black wings spread, and it looks back at you with red, wet eyes.
Gutter.
This episode is brought to you by the World Builders Club, a project of Working Families Power, an organization building power for the multiracial working class. The World Builders Club is your go-to dispatch for breaking down the political, cultural, and emotional architecture behind your favorite universes, from romantasy novels and TTRPGs to blockbuster franchises and indie gems. This isn't just pop culture analysis. It's a love letter to the art of creating worlds and the power those worlds have to shape our own. I, Kim, am a really big movie lover, and I've recently gotten back into reading, so I just finished Project Hail Mary, and I really enjoyed their piece about how we've been getting first contact all wrong, and their piece on how Hopecore seems to be the future for sci-fi, especially with the vibe of Project Hail Mary and Superman last year. Hope is punk. So, join the club and build a better world with them by subscribing to bit.ly/WBC Many Sided, or by searching World Builders Club on Substack.
Hey!
Dick! Dick!
I don't want to say it, but maybe you have to punch him harder.
I slap him.
Do I feel it?
100%.
Ah!
Yeah, I think you, with the scream, you come back into your body.
Yeah. Oh my god, I thought you were dead!
Oh, I thought I was back in high school.
What?
And Danny was there and I forgot pants.
Huh?
Then I was in a Western. It was cool. I had a good time. Where are we? Am I still in a dream?
No, we're in the park ranger station. The door was unlocked. Javi made you a sandwich.
Javi, can you slap me again? I think this might still be a dream.
I don't think this is a dream, man, because if it's a dream, then I'm in a dream, and I don't like that. Let's go eat a sandwich.
Okay.
Just like, go grab it.
I guess we're just in the wilderness, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, worst case scenario, I suppose.
You're in a cabin with locked doors.
Yeah. I go unlock the door.
I saw the devil earlier today.
What?
Like, genuinely.
Pardon?
Like a demon from the Bible. Like.
Okay. You're not helping your cause that you're not a dream.
This sandwich doesn't look like a dream.
Take a bite of it.
You could eat in dreams, right? I'm going to eat it.
Good sandwich.
This tastes awful. Do you have chocolate and ham in this?
No.
It's like way too salty and it's really sweet. This has to be real life. There's no way my brain would allow this to happen.
Well, they didn't have any condiments in the fridge except
for. So you put chocolate?
I didn't want it to be dry.
I think I would have preferred this dry.
I thought it tasted all right. I thought it tasted okay.
It's not.
It's like a honey ham, but it's. Oh,
not honey.
Yeah.
I don't have an argument for that.
Like a peanut butter jelly and ham sandwich. Have you guys ever done that?
No.
Because you gotta get your protein. So your dad puts ham in your peanut butter jelly sandwich.
No.
But it's not peanut butter jelly because he doesn't really want you to have sugar. So it's just peanut butter and ham.
Hobby. Have you never had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, like genuinely?
I mean, I have.
When's the last time you had one?
Like a second ago, but like.
What?
I've had one. Like a real one. So like I know what it tastes like, but I also know what it tastes like with ham and also without jelly also sometimes.
So it's not a PB&J.
But I've had a regular PB&J. So I have.
Yeah, so.
I know what all of it tastes like in that.
Right.
Sense of the word. Like,
right. And you're saying words to me right now and they're not making sense.
I'm going to go sit back on the couch. Well, this is clearly a dream. I'm just going to.
I thought the sandwich was so bad it wasn't a dream.
Well, this conversation is so weird that it has to be a dream. I'm just going to try to fall back asleep and see if I wake up.
See if you could fly. See if you could fly. Can you fly? You can fly in your dreams.
I'm going to try to find some stairs. You said this was a two-story.
Don't jump down the stairs.
You get like five stairs up and they start yelling at you.
I don't have medical knowledge to help you if you fall
if
and
you
break a bone.
Something, like, bro, it's so over. We're leaving you outside.
We're in the middle of nowhere. What do you mean leaving you outside?
I'm just trying to scare him so he doesn't do it. Give it the program.
Fine, but if I find out this is all a dream, I'm going to be really upset.
Okay.
I'm just letting
you
know.
And then just be mad in a dream. Yeah. That seems dumb. Why would you want to be mad in your dream?
Then I'm going to wake up and I'll be mad. Yeah.
And that doesn't sound fun.
You know what? In the last weird dream thing, I could create a samurai sword. I'm going to look in my hand and go, samurai sword, samurai sword, samurai sword.
Samurai sword appears. Oh, man.
Maybe this is real life then.
You have interesting dreams.
On it being real life, I think you've been awake long enough now and like you're like fully awake, Javi. You feel your pocket like, and it's like a soft vibrate. Not like, but it's
yeah, like, I'm just like, huh?
Hey, you fish around in your pocket. And so there's still, what are the things? So in this pocket, there's your letter. Mm-hmm. What else do you keep in that pocket?
My wallet and my keys.
Yeah. So what do you take out first?
Wallet, because it's big.
Yeah, wallet out first. And pockets. It's vibrating a little harder now, like there's weight out of your pocket.
Huh.
Not crazy, but just a little harder.
And then I go for the note because I don't want it to fall out.
Yep, take the note out.
And I go for my keys.
Yeah, keys out. And now with the keys out, your pocket's like kind of pulling away from your pants with how much movement it's making.
Oh
like
my
it's
God.
Like your pant leg where your pocket is like lifting up.
What the crap? Like looking down, like y'all seeing this shit? And like digging my hand in my pocket.
Yeah, you just feel a bunch of dirt kind of like moving around rapidly in your pocket.
Oh, dude.
What?
Because there was dirt in the... Because my note was on the floor, and I picked it up off the floor when I was getting chased by a literal actual demon.
What note?
Yeah, what note?
Did the devil leave you a note?
Like
the monster
no,
write
like
you
a,
something?
No, like a money note, because I'm British now. It was just part, like, something, it was in my wallet, but it fell out of my wallet, and so I was picking it up off of the floor, because it's not important. But the dirt is acting weird. Look.
Dude. You take all the dirt out? So it's, like hopping around in his hand.
What the fuck? I go run and find a glass.
Yeah.
And I, like, put it over your hand.
Yeah, and it just... Yeah, against the glass.
I didn't think this through. I didn't get something to put on top of the glass.
See,
grab something to put on top of the glass so when we flip this over, it doesn't escape.
Okay, I'm gonna try to look for like a piece of paper.
Yeah, you'll find a piece of paper pretty easily. Like an old newspaper.
Mm. Are we ready? 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, you guys quickly get the newspaper over it. You set it down, and it's at the bottom of this glass. Just kind of.
Why is it doing that?
I'm remembering everything that happened.
Why would dirt be doing that?
I didn't get a chance to tell you anything that happened because I actually almost died.
Why did you have a briefcase? Those are bad briefcases.
It saved me. Okay, so it saved me from the demon creature thing that wanted to kill me.
Let's start from the beginning. We were on the trail. And then you left. Where did you go?
I didn't think I went anywhere. I was just going on the trail, and then I turned around, and I don't know, I thought I just went farther than I thought I did, but you guys weren't coming, and so I was, like, panicking, like, oh my god, I mean, my friends left me, but you guys wouldn't leave me, and so, like, I was just, like, sort of panicking. Well, not really panicking, because, well, I don't really...
Can we move on in the story?
There's like a rock with a door in it.
Pardon?
Yeah, because I was leaning up against the rock and I was panicking and I was getting there.
Okay.
So I was like panicking and it went like, like it was like empty and hollow, but like also metal. And then so I opened it and it was a door. And in there was like this super secret, like top secret base situation. And I found out, oh, and I like dig through like my backpack and like find the journal. Just like, and I found this journal and it was like.
Wait, do you have the gun on you still?
Oh my God.
100% on his hip.
I have a gun on me, on my hip. I have a firearm. It was in there, and I took it.
I look at it. I was also hopped up on two kinds of adrenaline, and also I was so tired. Is that...
So, top secret base.
Is that a military gun? Do you have a military gun on your person?
It is a gun for sure. I don't know about military and Zeke.
Oh, yeah, it looks like it.
You took a military gun?
There was a creature from hell after me, like... actual HE double hockey sticks.
Continue your story, sorry.
Okay, so I've had this journal, and he, like, flips through it. And it was talking about, like, tests, And also there was like a wall of like trail cams, and it had this vibe of like something super secret I wasn't supposed to know about.
Did it look like the container at the carnival?
Yes.
Yeah, it did. I was for sure in one of those like freaks spaces. No one was there though.
Okay.
It was like super yeah. And I looked at the cameras and there was that freaking thing.
What did it look like?
It looked bad. It was like a man, but not a man, and it was like kind of too tall and awkward and long, and it had arms that like touched the floor, and it was bad. Yeah, it spoke like you guys too.
Oh, Mockingbird?
I mean, no, but maybe that's what it was the whole time.
I mean, it wasn't a bird. Oh man. Anyways, continue. So there were trail cams, and you saw us on the trail cams.
Saw you guys on the trail cams, and I was like, there's gotta be a way to get from point A to point B to point C to point A again. So like, I don't know, I was looking through the journal, and it was saying stuff about like tests and like failed, and at one point it said like the test subject got eaten. And so I found the gun and I put it on my hip, because like if I had to do something, I had to do it, you know. And there was also the suitcase. So
and then you also had the vials.
And yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that was there. And then I saw there was a thing in my wallet that wasn't in my wallet. It was on the floor on the trail cam, and I saw it move from one to the other. I wanted that thing. It's mine. It was in my wallet. It was important. Well, it wasn't, but I saw that and I was like, surely there's a connection.
Sure, man. And then you went out.
Yeah, I went out, braved the storm. The thing talked to me like it was you guys. It was gonna kill me, but then I opened up the box because I made the connection that maybe like that would fix it. But you know, and epinephrine. Mm-hmm.
And then you brought it towards us.
I was running away from the devil from the Bible, so I think it was. I think, you know, I was just doing my best.
You were able to get away from whatever this was.
Because it didn't like the sound. Yeah.
It didn't like the sound?
It did not like the sound. It was like, it was freaking all the way out, like crazy.
All right.
And it was still trying to follow me, so like I had to keep it open while I ran, so.
Okay. Yeah, now we're here. Great.
Yeah, but I have this really awesome journal that you can maybe look at if you wanted to, you know, understand it also, if you want to take a look. Smarty pants.
You could just ask me in a normal way to take a look at the journal instead of going around like that.
Please take a look at this thing. I don't understand it. Please.
Yeah, okay. I'll take it. I'll take it and I'll open and like look through the journal.
Start thumbing through it. The first thing you notice, it was written by the same like scientist or doctor that wrote the sheets that you had gotten from the carnival. You kind of thumb through it. Can you give me a brains roll, please?
Yeah. 11.
Yeah, on an 11, like, that's still pretty good, even though, like, it's not high for you. Still pretty good. You're thumbing through, and you see that they were running just a handful of tests in this area.
Mm-hmm.
And you're starting to pick together that potentially whatever it is kind of creates, like, pockets of hunting, like, zones, almost.
Okay.
And they're all sort of like the way it's implied, at least in the notes, because you're able to like read through them a little more efficiently,
mm-hmm.
is that it creates like functionally short stint mirror timelines, and that it can travel through them. And so the team was trying to figure out if they could manage to travel,
time travel,
just between these realms.
I think I say it out loud, like time travel,
huh?
Oh, wait, no, not entirely.
I mean, like, implications, right?
Like, yeah, like time travel, not, like, the way in which they do it in Back to the Future, but, like, you know, still a way.
Also, like, I don't know how intelligent, like, I know you're very smart. In a sense, does, like, pseudo-reaffirm string theory.
Got it.
But not entirely, because it's only in a small area.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Zeke is just sitting on this couch, just like, very overwhelmed.
Yeah, also still doesn't feel well.
Yeah, I'm still not all that there.
Because it took you, because it, so everything, like 45 minutes for you to settle down, I would say you probably got Zeke the epinephrine after like 25 minutes.
Yeah.
Zeke, you were in like full blown, like, out for 20 minutes. Like, you're in bad shape still. You're like, I don't feel good.
Shriveled
I'm
up.
Still not 100% convinced that I'm still not dreaming.
Yeah. Okay. I finished like thumbing through this journal thing, and I'm like, okay. So what I can pick up is that they were running like a series of tests, because whatever that thing, the demon thing was making like pockets of like hunting zones. So they were trying to figure out like what the heck that was, and like timelines. They were like different like minor timelines, like small things adjusted basically. And that's why I said time travel, because it's like time travel, but like not on a large scale, like Back to the Future, you know, like that, but like tiny minuscule things that change the timeline in the timeline we're in. Are you understanding any of
this? I'm listening to you, girl.
So they were just running experiments to see if they could travel through the timelines, basically. And it seems like when they introduced this acoustic
longitudinal and mechanical waves.
Acoustic longitudinal and mechanical waves. Can I piece together what that might possibly mean? Would I have to make a brains roll?
Yeah, give me another brains roll.
7.
Okay. You know it's sound.
Okay.
To some end, like, you wouldn't be able to engineer it or anything.
No,
you know,
yeah.
Sound.
So, like, sound, they were introducing sound, and that's why they started getting more success, which might be why the thing didn't like the sound.
It doesn't like music.
I didn't like the music either.
Well, yeah, I don't think we like it either. I think most things that are living don't like it.
Why? That one was bad, because, like, before it's only been, like, weird, like, freezing things. Like, freezing time.
Well, there was also the one time at the police station it happened, and we almost died from being sick like that.
Oh, that's really cool. That's really great, actually, because that...
Maybe we just keep EpiPens on us, now that I remember what epinephrine is.
I don't think EpiPens are easy to come by. Like that, at least.
Just start raining all the ERs we come by. Start asking for it.
I don't think that's how that works. I keep saying we need to invest in earplugs.
Should we learn sign language so we could talk to each other?
What?
Like, with earplugs, we won't be able to talk. So we should learn sign language.
I guess that's an option.
I just start giving 2 thumbs up. Zeke has not been following this conversation at all.
Yeah.
He just entered in because this was the only thing he understood.
Yeah.
Maybe we get earbuds and just keep them on our person. We should probably put this gun somewhere because I don't want to have it.
Yeah, maybe we... Yeah, definitely
You're
don't
like,
just...
Give it to me.
Not right now.
I was literally just in the Wild West. I could do this.
You probably were dreaming about the Wild West because, like, almost all they have here is Western movies. So I've just been cycling through
them. Oh, that's sick.
Yeah, I don't know. They love Westerns, I guess.
They have people of good taste.
So I've just been putting them on.
So are we just going to kick it here until the Rangers get back? Or...
Well, what day of the week is it?
Like Tuesday.
And they're gone all week. Well, it's only Tuesday, and they, like just left. And then they won't be back until the end of the week.
Oh, okay. Well, we could just make like a silent fart.
What?
Move on the breeze.
I think we should go to sleep and then start moving in the morning. And I think that we should definitely not run those risks at night. So I think maybe we go to bed. I think maybe we sleep.
Zeke is already asleep again.
Oh, good night. He's snoring. He's snoring. All right. Well, Zeke beat us to it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to put on another Western. I take out the VHS that just ended and put in another one.
100%.
I hope you like Westerns, because that's all we got.
Yeah, you guys all kind of doze off together. I think within like 5 minutes of each other, right? Like, who? So you go down first, right?
Yeah, I'm out. I was already halfway there.
Who's after Zeke?
Javi's usually like the first one to sleep. But I think he just took a really long nap, so he might just be watching the movie.
I go next.
I think Clem goes next. And then, Javi, you're the last one awake. I think you probably just finished the movie. Swap a new movie in. I just think that, like, man, like, this has been a lot. Really, like, reminiscing on it. What do you do here? I think you sit here and you hear like ding, 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 because you still have like the little glass cup in the kitchen with the dirt in it that's kind of clinking around.
Yikes. That was a bad, bad time. I think part of him kind of like touches his pocket just to make sure the thing that's in there that's not important is still there. Kind of like, maybe I can look at it. Make sure it still says what he thinks it says.
Are you opening it?
Yeah.
There's a little letter opener I think you like used to, like, because there's one on the table, you know, for like guests or whatever. I want you to roll. Just roll for me. I'll let you pick.
Well, I'm gonna roll a d20. Eight.
You open it. Just as Javi. We need to talk when you come home. And there's $40 in it.
Huh. I think he just folds it up with the money still in it and puts it back in his wallet.
Javi, you sit there kind of like, I think like clicking at your wallet maybe, knowing that it's in there. Until you slowly just start to, like, kind of give in to the tired. There's a nice amount of noise outside. You hear, like, wind rustle through the leaves. And then you kind of, like, look out and you see that snow has begun to fall. And you're like, oh, it's snow. Like, why is this? And you just drift off. And you fall asleep. And I think that's where we're going to end that one.
God damn it. Oh my fucking God. I'm pissed.
Sometimes it snows in the summer, right?
Bye-bye!
Bye-bye!
A special thank you to Supriya Zoop, Remy, Bad Heroes Podcast, Lee Carnell, Ink Master, Teresa Giacino, and Imagine If Media for making 5GM Season 5 from Inside the Tent happen.
Hey, howdy, hey, thank you for listening to 5 Jams in a Trench Coat. Be sure to follow us on social media, at 5 Jams in a Trench Coat on Instagram, Threads, and TikTok, and at 5 Jams Official on Blue Sky. You can also check out our website at 5jamsinatrenchcoat.com. We're also on YouTube. Just search up 5 Jams in a Trench Coat to watch us play video games and other variety content. If you like this episode, please rate us 5 stars and leave a little comment. And if you'd like to support us further, you can leave us a little tip on our Ko-Fi at ko-fi.com/5jamsinatrenchcoat. Thanks, and catch you in the next episode.